From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The leaders of Mexico, Canada, and the United States concluded a brief summit in Guadalajara, Mexico, on Monday. President Obama also held a one-on-one meeting with Mexico's President Felipe Calderón, where the two discussed the unprecedented wave of drug-related violence in Mexico. Michael O'Boyle reports from Mexico City.
The skyrocketing body count in Mexico's army-led war against the country's drug cartels has been raising doubts about the strategy on both sides of the border. But Mr. Obama on Monday said he was confident Mexico can win the fight against the gangs.
We will work to make sure Mexico has the support it needs to dismantle and defeat the cartels. And the United States will also meet its responsibilities by continuing our efforts to reduce the demand for drugs and continuing to strengthen the security of our shared border.
Some U.S. lawmakers want to hold back military aid to Mexico until the army answers charges of human rights abuses by its troops. Mr. Obama said he was convinced Calderón will be able to keep waging his battle while still protecting basic rights. For NPR News, I'm Michael O'Boyle in Mexico City.
A controversial provision of the proposed health care overhaul bill would allow Medicare coverage for counseling patients about end-of-life care. That's prompted rumors among some critics that the proposal advocates health death panels. Monsignor Charles Fahey is chairman of the National Council on Aging. He says he hasn't seen anything of the kind in the president's proposed health care plan.
I'm totally unaware of the death panels. They haven't come to my attention except for those who said they're against them.
Fahey says opponents of the president's health care overhaul are using terms such as death panels to confuse the public and to avoid having to address any specific objections. The race is shaping up to fill the Senate seat that was once held by President Barack Obama. NPR's Cheryl Corley has this report.
It will be an open Senate seat when voters go to the polls during the midterm elections next year to select a new senator from Illinois. Senator Roland Burris is finishing Barack Obama's Senate term, but Burris announced last month he wouldn't try to hold on to the position. Burris's tenure was marred from the very beginning by his controversial appointment to the seat by former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who was impeached and ousted from office. The head of the Chicago Urban League, Cheryl Jackson, says she's ready to take on the job. She sent an email to supporters announcing she'll make her bid official next month. Jackson hopes to become the fourth African-American and the second woman to represent Illinois in the U.S. Senate. But another Democrat, Illinois State Treasurer, has his sights on the office, as does Republican Congressman Mark Kirk. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 32 points to close at 9,337. This is NPR News. A fire and explosion in a mine in Slovakia appears to have killed 20 miners. Six bodies have been recovered, but officials do not expect to find any survivors in the country's worst mine accident in more than a decade. Bruce Kahnweiser has more from Prague.
A fire in the mine about 1,000 feet underground apparently caused the blast. The mine is situated about 120 miles northeast of the capital Bratislava. After 12 hours of hard labor, rescuers were still 200 feet from the center of the blast site. Many foreigners work in the mine, but all of the victims are Slovaks. Officials say small fires sparked by self-igniting coal were frequent in the mine, but this time that led to an explosion. Nine other miners also received light injuries. Over the past 12 years, a dozen miners have been killed in a series of smaller explosions. Prime Minister Robert Fico is planning a special cabinet meeting and is calling for a day of national mourning. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Kahnweiser in Prague.
Japan's meteorological agency says a strong earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 6.5 shook Tokyo and surrounding areas early Tuesday. The agency issued a tsunami warning, which centered off the Suruga Bay, southwest of Tokyo, but quickly dismissed it. The quake rattled furniture and walls in the city, but there have been no immediate reports of damage or casualties. Hundreds of Americans in eight cities are lining up for government-sponsored trial vaccines for the H1N1 swine flu virus. The studies will focus on the safety and effectiveness of the vaccines. They also will help determine what dosage should be given. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.